Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I thought yesterday by Watson was a fair day. I didn't think it was anything that we'll talk about for years to come. I didn't think it was anything that we'll talk about later this year, except for when you really get into the minutiae of it, a lot of heavy sets, a lot of offensive linemen lined up in the backfield as running backs, a lot of Nick Harris, it felt like. Anytime you say Nick Harris can be there four times, anytime you see an offensive lineman lined up in a wing, it's going to feel like it's a lot of times. So there's a lot of stuff that I go, man, that's classic Stefanski stuff right there. And I thought, I go, okay, they did what I wanted them to do. They did what I begged them to do, which was, hey, protect him. You can't just leave him out there on an island. You have to help out James Hudson. You have to help him out. You have to help out Deshaun Watson. And then later on in the game, because DeJuan Jones was cramping, you had to help out your other offensive lineman. So there were situations that you had to take care of that changed the way your offense is going to look. And I think for the future here, it should look like this until we do gain a level of trust to be able to open things up. And with some of the opponents here, maybe you will be able to open things up. I'm not sure. 216-474-0092. Back to the phones. Jeff in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan.
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Morning, hey. Jeff.
It's Victory Monday, and here's the thing. Earlier you had asked, you know, would you take this as a win versus anything else? The answer is yes. The reason why is because last week I literally looked at my wife and I said, I would rather lose by the skin of my teeth, or I would rather win in anxiety than go through what we did last week. And that's exactly what we got this week. We got a W. That's all that matters. And the fact that we have a lot of things to clean up, but we can actually clean it up, like penalties and all this other garbage with the false starts, bad lineups when we're setting up before the play, we can clean that up. And the quarterback actually looked like he had half a brain cell out there, you know, during the week. And we made big plays when we needed them. It was timely, and I think that we can improve on that. I really do.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much for the call. I mean, they're going to have to. I mean, 12 penalties in a football game is awful, so they have to clean that up. I know they had double-digit penalties last week. I mean, am I out of the excuse of the preseason stuff? Like the illegal shift and illegal formation stuff, that stuff has to be cleaned up. I mean, holding calls, if they see them, they see them. I'd like to be better at it. But some of the other stuff, I go, man, those are things you ought to be able to work with.
Well, I saw people frustrated yesterday with the illegal shift calls, some of the illegal motion. I remember when, you know, we came into the season and Dorsey was going to be our OC. Everybody's like, oh, we're gonna get all this motion, this pre-snap motion. We were like dead last in the NFL in pre-snap motion last year. But then Mike Florio in Pro Football Talk came out with the piece that, oh, no, they're going to be calling a lot of this. All this stuff that teams were using last year, they're going to call it. Well, they called it on the Browns twice yesterday. That kind of arena league football thing that
it's called Orbit, yeah.
Yeah, they called that on the Browns
Elijah
last year.
Elijah Moore was doing it.
Yeah, did the Browns either – I'm guessing there was a league-wide memo that they're going to call those this year since Mike Florio had an article about it.
Yeah.
Is that something they didn't get the memo on, or they still have to work on? Because
I think it's something they have to work on.
And really, a lot of it is not. You can argue it's some of it's been effective in the running game yesterday because they had design runs off some of those, but in the passing game, none of it's worked. Yeah. I mean, they have looked for big chunk plays, whether it was Judy or Elijah Moore, and they haven't really worked yet.
The one was not waiting the 2 seconds like you're talking about, like that. That's hard to that's hard to grasp, but I'm not going to sit there and make excuses for professional football players. They just need more time with each other, and they need more time with live reps. That's why playing in the preseason is becoming more and more important now, because we could sit here and argue about it all we want. And, hey, because of the injury, I did not want him to go out there with Jermaine Ifedi as his left tackle against Seattle, so I wear part of that certainly. But when you have game reps with each other, you can work on those sort of things.
So if
you take illegal shifts and illegal motions during the preseason,
I wonder if it's the opposite of what you just said. You said, well, they're going to learn their lesson. And no, I think they'll say we went 1-1 without having to put a bunch of guys at risk in the preseason. And I think that's the way that a lot of NFL teams are just trying to survive
the start
of the year. And maybe some of these teams have confidence that they'll be fine either way.
I think that's a dangerous level of thinking. I can't say you're wrong, because I don't know what they're thinking on that. You may be right, because they held a lot of people out.
Just because there are so many games, 17 games now, and when they go to 18, yeah. it's even going to be more pronounced.
Well, again, and that's going to bring in part of it, because we do the same thing in college football. How sloppy is college football in the first few weeks? Well, they really don't have any scrimmages. They really don't have any get-togethers. I mean, some local ones do at D3, but that's it. You ain't traveling all over the country to have those preseason games. So here... Yeah, I think that for their thought is, let's make sure the athletes are on the field in the games that actually count. But because I don't think you're wrong on what you're saying about them.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Doesn't mean I don't disagree with it, because I'm going to disagree with it, because I think it's going to become more and more important to be sharp from the very beginning here, because these races are going to get tighter as time goes on. Kevin and Kent, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hi, Kevin.
Does it seem like something's off with Cooper lately? Like him and DeShong might not get along or something like that, because he's been dropping passes he never drops. And when Flacco was here, he said it was like a work of art working with Flacco. And it's like him and DeShong just don't have it, you know?
All right, Kevin, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Aramis in West Park. Hello, Aramis.
Okay, how you doing, brother? Good morning.
You there, Aramis?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I'm calling. You know, as a Browns fan, sometimes I just, you know, it's third quarter. I just want to look away, go do something else, and know, hey, we've got this game. And it felt like that yesterday. I had, like, this confidence. I knew we were going to win the game, right? All up until the fourth quarter with a minute and 40 seconds, 3rd and 6. Why? You know, I've seen Coach do this before, you know, where the game's in the bag. All you got to do is run the safe play, run the ball, you know, give them 30, 40 seconds on the other end. And instead, it was a nail biter to the last damn second. You know, why does our coach continue to call plays like that? He should have ran the ball, iced the game, give him 30 seconds to go down the field. And if they beat you that way, then they beat you.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. That bootleg, that's a normal play that is ran all the time in college, professional football, even high school to that level.
Well, that is
a normal running play that they call all the time. He decided to throw it, and he should take the responsibility of it. Aramis, thank you very much for the call. Like, that is not, if someone's open, someone's open. But that is a designed run. And to do such a thing it perplexed Kevin Stefanski. Listen to this. Let's go to Kevin in the post game, because I want to, do you want to hear the actual, the audio of it? Okay. Listen to the play-by-play of this. Nathan calls it in the game of basically what's going to happen. Hit it.
3rd and 6.
Please reset the game clock to 137.
Keep giving them time back. So you'll get down to probably the next play. You have a chance to get this inside of 50 seconds. Now, I'm okay if you want to give them a bootleg here and just say, look, if something's there that's easy, you throw it. If not, you just slide and keep the clock running, because it's going to be tough to pick up this first down just running it up the middle.
DeShong from under center, offset eye. Harrison, Foreman to the backfield. DeShong takes the snap. Play fake. He's going to roll out left. Chased by Joshua Hines-Allen. Throws the ball. No whistle. Ball loose. Browns cover it on their own 48-yard line. Now they say incomplete. And the clock stops at 129. Oh, my Lord. That was almost disastrous.
The ruling on the field is an incomplete forward pass. Fourth down.
Well, here's why it is even a little bit of a disaster.
Because the clock stops.
The clock stops right there. And that's why I said I'm fine with the boot, but it's either you have something easy, and if not, you get down, take a knee, give yourself up. You cannot allow the clock to stop here.
You got to be better. You got to be smarter in that position. You have to. And Kevin talked about it in the post game. He was actually critical of him in the post game.
I'm not going to say comeback performance. That's our starting quarterback out there making plays. He's not perfect. I got mad at him at the end there. But Didn't stay mad at him. He made some plays. And you know, that's who he is. I thought his pocket movement, making plays off schedule was incredible. A couple of those throws down the field were really, really impressive. And he never blinked. That's a tough crowd that he's in, out there with. And we're backing up and there's penalties. And the kid never blinked. Yeah, he should take a sack. But I'm very, very proud of him.
So I think a part of the question of that play overall is they're at that point at the 38-yard line. If they run a simple handoff, now you are getting closer to, from there, it's a 55-yard field goal. If you gain 3 yards, 4 yards, whatever, now you're at a very makeable distance, especially in the NFL where Mitch looked it up before the show, 35 of 39 NFL kickers from 50-plus. You have a chance there to extend the lead to 8. But if you miss, the counter to that is really good field position.
But also, this is the chance where if you throw it, you're going to stop the clock. If you run it right down the middle, people are going to expect you to run it right down the middle. They're going to jam your box. If you decide to run a bootleg, which is, again,
six, though,
is ran on 3rd and 6 a lot in this league on such in such a situation, it's like, hey, if I take a slide or I take a sack there, it's no big deal. It's not a big a deal as it would be to throw the ball because you're going against the clock. You're not necessarily going against the situation that you're trying to score points in.
Yeah, I was surprised, not at the play call, because I'm with you and Nathan, that I've seen that a bunch. I'm surprised when Stefanski clearly had the faith that Watson would understand time, place, situation. That's a veteran who's been around a long time. Forget about the money, forget about the contract, forget about the trade. You expect a veteran quarterback in the NFL
exactly.
to not potentially blow the whole game open with that errant mistake.
Yes. You expect your franchise guy, quote unquote, to be smarter than that because it was silly.